Hard to know how old the parables actually are, because they have been handed down from generation to generation as oral history in Nigeria. Stories of Yemaya were brought to the New World by enslaved Africans along the Middle Passage. Throughout the African diaspora, from Cuba to Brazil and Haiti to the U.S., we find different versions of Yemaya. People would hide the fact that they were worshiping her and other orishas, gods and goddesses, by assigning Catholic saints to each deity. Despite the threat of death, enslaved Africans remained connected to their orishas and passed on their stories during the most turbulent times. I wrote Shallow Waters to create an empowering narrative with a black female heroine that takes place during an extremely painful part of American history. Many of us are stepping onto the path of healing our ancestral wounds. The story of Yemaya in Shallow Waters is precisely that, a personified tale of my healing. No matter the side of history upon which your ancestors reside, we must all contend with the wounds that are still present today. Shallow Waters is a mermaid tale, pun intended, both a historical fiction and fantasy. Many of the characters I developed are actual figures from the past. I have shared an accurate timeline because within the novel, some of the events do not occur in chronological order. The rituals and practices that I included throughout the story are a mix of researched facts, experiences, and intuitive recollections. I hope you enjoy Shallow Waters, an offering drawn from the watery depths, a gift from my heart to yours. Foreword. In creating Shallow Waters, Anita Kopech has brilliantly stepped into the role of ritual storyteller, one who borrows the essence of her story from ancient ancestral lore, spins it as a yarn for modern times, and casts it as a soulful summons to the young and the old alike. A ritual storyteller unleashes a magical power and awakens an inner genius that invites her audience on a mesmerizing journey that captures the heart, releasing it only when the final word of the final sentence has been spoken. Anita has done no less. Yemaya, the central character, is fashioned from the myth, history, of the Yoruba pantheon of gods and goddesses known as Orisha. In the Ifa Orisha tradition, Yemaya, or Yemoja, Yemonja, is respected as the nurturing mother, the black mermaid who accompanied and watched over the enslaved Africans on their long and treacherous journey from their homeland to the Americas. She is called the Mother of Fishes, fertile life force energy. Though Anita demonstrates a keen knowledge of the myth, history, she also clearly knows Yemaya on a personal level. When asked about her connection with the Yemaya energy, she responded, "I would say that my connection is ancestral. My ancestors came from Nigeria and Ghana. My grandmother in St. Kitts would go to the ocean every morning at sunrise and pray. I feel like Yemaya has been with my family line for as long as I can remember." Shallow Waters is a story of healing and hope, enduring love in the midst of chaos and despair. It is a story that is not only crafted from the realm of the imagination, but also released from generational memories held in the DNA. By sharing it, Anita creates space for awakening and releasing the healing energy of Yemaya for today's culture. Before I met Anita, and long before she conceived her story, I researched the Orisha tradition as practiced by African Americans. After many hours of reading and many conversations, I came to an understanding of Yemaya as the name for a Yoruba divinity of the waters, an energy that plays a central role in creating, nurturing, and sustaining life. Etched in my memory is the experience of attending a beautiful ceremony for Yemaya at Rockaway Beach in Queens, New York. About 75 to 100 devotees, dressed in blue and white, gathered on the shore, bringing watermelons, flowers, and molasses for ritual offerings.